have a certain admiration for Ted Kennedy, although he's never been my favorite politician. He's done things that have irked me, like running against Jimmy Carter in the Democratic primary in 1980, costing the Democrats the election, or at least certainly being a major factor in that. Driving his car off a bridge and being a very good swimmer and not saving the woman that was in the car with him. There are a number of things that he's done, and he's a lot more liberal. He's more of a cookie-cutter liberal than I am. On the other hand, he's a great legislator. But he's been in office since 1962. So virtually my entirety in life, 48 years, he's been a senator. And now he's dying. So I guess I should show some discretion in this topic. But you know what? I think this really sucks, what he did. This is from NBC. I really do. I really think that this sucks. And I think it shows you how people lose touch. Tommy Thompson yesterday, when he was like, I got one more race in me. It's like, that's what you have to offer the public? You've got one more race in you? This isn't about you. This is from NBC.
Good evening, Ann. It's 15 months now into his battle with brain cancer, and Senator Edward Kennedy made a significant political move. He sent the message that it is okay to begin a public conversation about the future of the Senate seat he's held almost 47 years. Senator Kennedy, the longtime sailor, still heads out to sea. And Kennedy, the longtime public servant, has begun to chart a new course. In this letter to the Massachusetts governor and top legislators of both parties, Kennedy urged a change in state law, saying, as I look ahead, I am convinced that enabling the governor to fill a Senate vacancy through an interim appointment followed by a special election would best serve the people of our Commonwealth. Right now, the law says a vacant seat would remain empty for about 5 months until a new election. The Massachusetts governor lost the power to fill a Senate vacancy during the presidential race in 2004, when state legislators feared that if Democrat John Kerry had won, Republican Governor Mitt Romney would have named the successor. Today, Massachusetts Republicans don't want another change.
The law should be the law, the rules should be the rules, and everybody should play by it.
Kennedy advisors say the senator's request is motivated by his passion to see health care reform passed. And in a razor-close vote, one vacant seat could make the difference.
What Kennedy has done with this letter is to make it feasible, indeed necessary, for other people to talk about a succession plan that they would have been too embarrassed to do if he hadn't raised it himself.
And Ann, today aides stressed that the timing of Kennedy's letter is not a sign that his health has suddenly deteriorated. The senator never even mentioned his cancer in the sometimes emotional letter. And aides also tell me that Kennedy's wife, Vicky, has no interest in being considered for his seat.
Wait a minute now. Actually, the Democrats in Massachusetts did the right thing. Any state that gives the power to the governor to appoint a successor in the Senate should rescind it and do what we do. If little Herbie Cole, something happened to him today, Jim Doyle could not replace him with a successor. We'd have a special election, as we did in 1957 when Wisconsin picked William Proxmire in a huge upset over Governor Walter Kohler. Yes, when Joe McCarthy died, we didn't have a senator for a few months, but we had an election. So you say, well, then you have months and months and months and months of someone not representing your state and not voting. Kennedy's not voting now! I can't remember the last time he cast a vote. And what's even worse about this is he's sailing, but he can't vote? What the hell's he doing? What the hell is he doing sailing? You know, and by the way, if he wants to sail in the twilight of his life rather than vote in the Senate, I don't blame him. He should have quit He should have quit a long time ago. That way, Deval Patrick could have called for a special election, and they could have had somebody in there voting. Oh, no. No, no, no. You got to have your cake and eat it, too. I know. I know. I'm talking about somebody with a brain tumor here, and I know he's the lion of the Senate, and I know I'm supposed to be sentimental about this, but, yeah, I saw them wheeling him out on that sailboat the other day. I have news for you. It doesn't take all that much effort to vote. Voting in the United States Senate is not like running a triathlon. You go, aye, Mr. Kennedy, aye. I mean, Jim Brady could vote. It's not that difficult. As a matter of fact, years ago, when Pete Wilson was still in the Senate from California, he was in the hospital. They wheeled him in on a gurney. He was horizontal. They wheeled him right down that. I have news for you. The Capitol is handicap accessible. Little Jesse Helms was on an Amigo his last 5-6 years in the Senate. He used to say to one of the other senators who was in a wheelchair or on one of them portable things, he'd go, fire hazard number one making way for fire hazard number two. I'd see him zipping down the halls of the Dirksen Senate building in that little Amigo. I'm gonna get out of my way. So Ted Kennedy wants Deval Patrick and the legislature to change the rules so they can appoint someone if he dies, so there's somebody to vote the way he would have voted on health care. 3-2-1 said, how can you be in office for 47 years and not realize that that's not really how things are supposed to work? You're not supposed to rig the system for an outcome just because you're sentimental. Am I being cruel here? You tell me. Am I being cruel here? Morgan thinks it's borderline. I support healthcare reform. I agree with Kennedy on the issue. But isn't the process sort of important here? And even though the Democrats were motivated by trying to stop Mitt Romney last time, even though their motives weren't particularly pure, they did the right thing because ultimately they gave the voters of Massachusetts the say in who's going to be in that seat, not the governor. Well, this is on an interim basis. Look, Teddy, you can get the ball rolling right now by resigning. It's not like Massachusetts is going to send Orrin Hatch to replace you, for God's sake. This is why I could never work for one of these cookie-cutter cable networks for either side. I call them as I see them. And when I see Ted Kennedy getting wheeled out onto a sailboat, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I understand you couldn't work full-time as a senator right now. I can't imagine battling a brain tumor. But you could vote. You can vote. If you can sail, you can vote. So how dare he? How dare he play off this and say, you know, I want you to change the law so the governor can replace me with somebody that is likely to vote the way I would. Let's make sure we have an interim senator there. Yeah, just like in Delaware, where Joe Biden took his chief of staff and made sure the governor appointed him until Biden's son can get back from Iraq for a special election. Who do these people think they are? Oh, I guess I'm a bad liberal. I'm not a good liberal. Jim on a cell phone. You're on Madison 1670.
Hey, Sly.
Good morning, Jim.
Let's see. He got away with Chappaquiddick, and now he's trying to get away with this.
Well, all right. You know, look.
He's a Kennedy, goddammit. You should. Why haven't you grasped this? He's a Kennedy. He thinks he's anointed by everything.
Yeah, there is a certain sense of royal. There certainly is a certain sense of sort of royal prerogative.
My own mother was a hardcore liberal Democrat. Hates his guts as she lives in Massachusetts.
Well, I don't hate him, but I think this is arrogant.
Oh, it is. It's extremely arrogant. But he's a Kennedy. That's why he's doing this. And if it's anybody else, I'm sure they would have done exactly what you said.
But isn't it kind of our fault that this happens? Because we put politicians on pedestals. Let's face it. We put the Bush family in the same pedestal. Don't we? Maybe not right now, but...
But you know what I mean. I really think term limits are a real good thing.
I disagree with you. To me, Bill Proxmire served, five terms in the U.S. Senate admirably. He never pulled anything like this. Ever. Ever. Gaylord Nelson never pulled anything like this. Russ Feingold never pulled anything like this. Now, as far as Herb Kohl goes, that's nothing but adult daycare. But this is absurd. John on the East Side, you're on Madison 1670.
Well, instead of term limits, what I'd really like to see is the Greek system. You know, have all the citizens put into a pool and by lot chosen every couple of years to participate in the Senate or House of Republicans. That would suit me just fine. But, so he wants to try to game the system like everybody did. You know, if the Republicans were doing this, which they did for the last 8 years, change the laws and commit murder, commit torture, do any damn thing you want to, that's fine. A Supreme Court that interferes in an election. We had a Republican president who had Alzheimer's for 6 years, and nobody raised a ruckus over that. As far as I'm concerned, he should quit immediately. Anybody with an invasive brain tumor, you can't rely on what they think. I had a grandmother with a brain tumor, and her thinking would fluctuate from day to day, and she was nowhere. She wasn't 1/50th the woman she was, and she was intellectually strong as hell before she had that brain tumor.
Yes, same with Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd hasn't. I think Robert Byrd is in West Virginia right now because he can't vote.
Well, the whole point is, if right was right, he would resign immediately. If he wants to change the system and he can get away with changing the law, fine. I want to see health control passed. I really, absolute single-payer health or the public option for health care. If he can do it legally, absolutely fine. You know, the one thing I'm surprised is the day before yesterday, another guy with a brain tumor died, Robert Novak. You ought to have a little memorial topic about him because I'm happy he's dead. I hope the devil is turning the spit slowly on that son of a bitch.
Well, now, he is a fellow Catholic. God rest his soul. I don't like a lot what Bob Novak did, but I don't want to be. I am not here to judge. I am not here to judge. Bob Novak was a Jew who became a Catholic. Fascinating individual. Matt McFarland, you're on Madison 1670.
Morning, Fly.
Good morning, Matt.
What planet does the previous caller spend most of his time? Anyway, if Teddy Kennedy was so worried about health care passing in his lifetime, maybe he should have worked harder when he was younger to get it done. He's been in office since 62, nothing has been done, and now he's dying, and he's worried he's going to accomplish nothing in his Senate career.
Well, he's accomplished...
That's pretty close.
No. That's not fair. He's accomplished a lot in his Senate career, and he's worked very hard to get health care done, but it's a daunting task. That's not the point.
The point is, this is about him. This isn't about the people in Massachusetts
or
health care.
This is
about the Kennedys.
He is protecting the Kennedys. He is trying to game the system to have his wishes posthumously with that vote, when frankly, that's not up to him.
He's also trying to have another one of his worthless kin fill his seat for another 40 years.
Well, that will be up to the voters of Massachusetts. You know,
not if that person gets to run as an incumbent. It'll be harder to beat that person.
You know, I would say in most normal times that would be a leg up. But as Roland Burris found out, getting appointed to something doesn't always mean you get to keep it. Or as, frankly, Caroline Kennedy found out, that just because your name is Kennedy, jumping into the political arena doesn't necessarily mean success. You know what gets me about this whole Kennedy thing? Is the people that cover this are so close with the Kennedys and so sentimental about him that they don't ask tough questions. That was my problem with the whole Tim Russert funeral, where they were all friends with each other and they all go to the same cocktail parties and they all have kind of forgotten why they go to Washington. They really have. Arlen Specter is another great example. He thinks he's entitled to a Senate seat, so he's about to lose a Republican primary. He switches parties. He's had cancer. He's missed a zillion votes. And he's 110 years old. And if you listen to how feeble he is, I don't these people... I have news for you. You know, when I'm in my mid-late 60s, I'm retiring. I don't want to work the last years of my life. I'm going to go travel. These people don't appear to have anything else to do. Now, I guess Kennedy's on vacation and he's getting paid to be a senator. And he wants to basically kind of pick a successor. And he's not voting now, but he's going sailing. See, I know I'm supposed to be sentimental here. And God rest his soul when he dies. But you know what? This stinks, and somebody ought to have the fortitude to call him out on it. Say, Teddy, no.